In 2008, IFA ended ferry service on the northern route between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Midcalf Island near Petersburg. Now North End Ferry Authority wants to bring those services back, and is doing so through the Rainforest Islands Ferry Service, which will include a route from Kaufman Cove to Ketchikan. Project manager Kent Miller says operation is expected to begin in April of 2012. He believes the restored service will boost the local economy.
The project is potentially a way to encourage people to travel through the area, and we hope it will facilitate business in the Wrangell business community.
Along with being a way to get more people to visit the area, Miller says the new ferry service will create additional options for people who want to do more extensive traveling.
Another convenience of the route to Wrangell is the ability to connect with Alaska Airlines here, both north and south, and with Marine Highway, again, both north and south, but with a special price advantage and timing advantage going north. So we're looking forward to the ferry to make a really affordable and quick connection for Prince of Wales folks traveling and shipping via Wrangell.
Miller says they are working on new marketing techniques to advertise the ferry service. He says their website will offer trip suggestions and ferry routes, and says the site will be an efficient way to plan weekend getaways.
We'll also be on the Ferry Authority website providing free links to local firms that sell retail goods and services, and we'll be providing some packages also in each port that will create a travel highlight.
The Rainforest Islands ferry will provide year-round services between Prince of Wales Island, Wrangell, and Petersburg, with a food and beverage service and mini coach service on board. The plan also includes a summer service between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan. The ferry will hold 60 passengers and 12 standard-sized vehicles. Miller says the small size of the ferry will create flexibility with terminal scheduling. Currently, he says they are in a draft agreement with Marine Highway Terminal to allow the Rainforest Island service to use the existing ferry terminal in Wrangell.
The Wrangell terminal, of course, will be used subject to priority for Marine Highway vessels. Looking at the Marine Highway schedule for this year, out of 334 calls that we'd be making in Wrangell in the first full year of service, only five of them have conflicts with Marine Highway, and those we can adjust out of with a schedule variation of about half an hour per call. So we think it'll be pretty successful to use the Marine Highway terminal here.
South Midcalf and Ketchikan will also use their existing Marine Highway terminal, and Kaufman Cove will use the city ferry terminal. The projected date for the vessel's refit and delivery to Southeast Alaska is February of 2012. G Capital will provide $2.6 million in financing to adapt the boat with all necessary improvements for uses as a ferry in Southeast Alaska. Miller says soft costs for legal advertising and management of around $200,000 is still being determined. This was the first formal presentation in Wrangell regarding the new ferry system. Miller said he plans on visiting other communities in the service area to present the plan. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.